Mr. Tan Hwa Ming will come. Did it mean that when the shelling started, all the people were dispersed? There was no more MAS and ARP at that area?
You see, when when they hear that the Japan is up to Johor, because Wei Tian Ma village is very close to Johor, see. So all they move to the countryside. The village people, the even the MAS post, the post there, no more people turn up. Everyone moved their house to the countryside. Like myself, I moved to Rifle Range. We went there. Of course, we have no house there. So we buy a pig's tire. The real pig is there. We chase all the pigs away, we clean it up, and we stay there. That is a good place, you hear, right? It's in the valley, you see. All the surrounding are here. Like. So we find the place a very safe place. We buy the place and we stay there. And we brought a lot of rice, all thin provision, all these things to make shelter.
So, did you receive any orders to sort of disband, or did you stop going on?
We did not receive any order to disband, you see, because we ran away.
Did all the villagers evacuate to other places? Or?
Yes, mostly. To the countryside, you see, not in the village.
Do you think of leaving Singapore together during that time?
Actually, like myself, not all, like myself, we intend to go to Batam Island with my friend, you see. I do went there to Batam Island and build a hut there. But I don't know why we don't have time to go, see. We are so sudden, see, that we abandoned to go there, we just moved to the countryside. Maybe no sheep or what.
When did you build the hut at Batam Island?
When the Japanese they bombed Pearl Harbor, something like. So we got friends. They start. Why don't we move to an uninhabited island like that? An important place, like the place to build huts there. So to build a hut there is not much to go there and stay. But by the end, we did not go there.
During this period, has the fundraising committee in your village, has it stopped functioning?
Yeah, all stopped already. When they hear that Japanese landed in Malaysia, all stopped functioning.
When you moved to Rifle Range, what happened to your business in the
Bukit Timah? We closed the shop there, leave everything behind. But ever, we just brought some rice, tin food stuff with us only. A lot of rice. And a lot of tin food also. And the rest, they all burn out.
When did your house get burned?
Actually, we don't know. No. When we moved out, it was all right. But after the war, when we came back, the house was burned.
You didn't realize it during the war, sir?
No.
How did you get this pigsty at the River Ridge?
You see, we went there, we know the farmer there. So we find it, that place is a good location, you see, because the shelling is coming to Singapore all the time, you see, and it's the valley, you see. So we thought that is very safe. And the thing will go over. When they go over the hill, we hit or go over our hut. So we bought the thing and we stay there, clean up the thing and stay there.
Were there many people also staying there that area?
At the beginning, was very few people there. Myself and the farmer's family. But when after the Japanese came, all the people moved to that valley. You see, it happened that we got a lot of rice there and a lot of tin provision there. So the first Japanese army came to the way, they asked for rice or tin provision. We say, take what you want. So they give us a letter. Say, I don't know what they write, it must be something that we are the supporter or anything, see. By their commander or something. So when any Japanese come, they see this letter swing there and they dare not to disturb us. They go and disturb all the families outside. So by night time, all the women folks come to my valley and stay. The men stay at home. For 1 week or so, that platoon moved down to town. And then new people came to the area. So they don't care for this thing. Because this shop is no more use of it. The man is not here, another commander is here. Right? So that night, they try to disturb the woman folk there. We thought we got the letter. We must be very powerful, see. We starting shouting and then we want to catch the black soldier. But so many of us under the soldier run away. But there is a very good Japanese. The next morning he came to us, he said, you better all move out. He said, this letter is no use already. Now it's another commander. Tonight, if you don't move out, they may come in group and kill you all people. So that evening, only after the Japanese telling us, he do speak English. All of us move away, all dispersed. When we came back to the shop, my house got burned. My shop got burned. So we split. And then we hear that they are going to arrest my father. So our family, we split to five places. I went to my brother-in-law's house. My brother went to Tangbun, my wife and sister house. My father went to my uncle's house. My wife and my sister-in-law and my sister went to my cousin's house. All split up.
You mentioned that when the Japanese passed your place, when was that the Japanese soldiers came to your place?
I couldn't remember the date, no, only about, I think the second or third day, you know, after they landed Singapore, they come up to the place, second or third. But I understand they had advanced up to somewhere about Bukit Timah, third mile, then they were pushed back again, no? Then when they were pushed back from the Bukit Timah 6 mile to the 3rd mile, a lot of people were beheaded there, were killed there. Ours is 6.5 mile. Half a mile from us below, a lot of people beheaded, the whole family. So we are lucky.
When these Japanese soldiers came to your place, where was this place? The shop or the...
No. The place we stay...
Rifle Range. what was your impression of these Japanese soldiers when you first saw them?
No, we were so frightened.
How did they look like?
Oh, they look very fierce and that. So whatever they want, we say just take it.
Were there any fighting going on in your area?
No. Just walk past only.
But you said that they stay at your place for about a week?
No, you see, a week, that platoon, they move to a place and they move down to Bukit Timah, 4th mile, 5th mile, to 3rd mile, then they were pushed back and then they go forward again. Once they go to town, another one come back from the back. Actually, they pass our place 3 or 4 days because they were pushed back by the British Army and the volunteer. You see? That's why they kill a lot of people in Bukit Timah, 6th mile and 5th mile.
But for your case, they only came to your house to take the rice and the tin food.
Tin food, we give them. We give them what they want. They are so happy, you see, to have that. So they give us a letter.
So, the next group that came, when did they come?
Roughly about, we received the letter a week's time. And now group that come, they don't care for that.
You mentioned that you escaped after you heard that they wanted to kill all of you. So where did you escape to?
You see, each of us leave a place. We learned that the MP are finding my father, you see. He got a photograph finding his father.
Not before that, when at the rifle range, when you heard that the...
No, that we don't know. At the rifle range, we don't know yet.
When you heard that, when these Japanese came to tell all of you that the soldiers may come and kill...
Oh, that is another group of soldiers. They say it's no use already. Your receipt here is no use already. Now it's under another person already. This soldier will never, don't care about this thing already. It's not under his command already. It's best you move away. If you don't move away, trouble will start.
So from there, where did you...
From there, we came up to Bukit Timah.
Back to your own shop?
Back to our shop. Our shop was burned. And then from there also we learned that the MP is looking for us. So we split to 5 places.
During that time, had Singapore surrendered to the British?
Surrendered.
So how did you hear that the British police was looking for you?
From the village people. They were asking, taking the photograph, you see, and asking, where is this people, where are these people, all these things. I don't know from where they got the photograph.
The village people who told you, were they your old neighbors? And
yeah, because all of us are good, still very good friends.
Who was it that went on with the photograph? Was it the Japanese themselves?
Japanese themselves. Because the Taiwanese, they could speak Hokkien also. They got a Taiwanese interpreter.
At that time, did you all know why the Japanese MP were looking for your father?
We know. Because the photograph, they got all the communist people there. And then the name of this thing. We know must be for this region. We knew that.
So how did your father feel?
My father suffered the most. He stayed with my uncle in Jurong Lemaistone near the riverside. Every night when the dogs barks a lot, he used to hide in the riverside. Whereas myself, my brother and the other, we stay in town, it's alright. They don't go there look for us.
mentioned that you also heard that there were a lot of killing at
Bukit
Timah.
Yeah.
How do you
get that
news?
That is after, about 1 or 2 months, there's a lot of talk. Everybody knows that. A lot of killing in Bukit Timah, 5 to 6 months. They say they were pushed back, the Japanese army were pushed back by the volunteer, with the help of the volunteer Ni Yong Kun and this British, you see. They were chased up to a point they have nowhere to go, they fight back, you see. They fought back. So they were pushed back. The Japanese army, they got so angry, they killed all the people there.
The volunteers who were, do you know who were
they? That's, for me, a lot of, before the war started, there is volunteer under the government control, British volunteer. And there is another group also. Another group that is by, I think, by this Chiu Cheng Hui or something like that, by this Tan Kah Kiat people. That is Kang Ni Jek Kun. But these are not professional. The volunteer is a government trained one. They all know how to handle the rifle or this and that.
So at Bukit Timah, it was this group who were trained by the government?
No, this is the whole island volunteer. This is pre-war. During the Japanese, the English government, there's a volunteer force. A lot of Baba or English people used to join the volunteer.
So at Bukit Timah, it was this group of volunteers who drove back Japanese.
And I understand this group of volunteer and the British army.
Not the other group of.
And the other group also a bit, but that is not actually they well trained for this fighting. Like volunteer is a British trained type, you know. Even before the war, there is this volunteer.
So did you hear how did the Japanese
kill?
Who did they choose to kill?
They simply kill. I understand one family they killed. One family I know they killed everybody. The whole family they killed. If you are lucky, you meet them, they kill you. Like the Japanese after Singapore surrender, they censor. If you are unlucky, they ask you to go up this lorry, you will never come back. If they ask you to go up the other lorry, maybe you will leave. It's something like that. If you are lucky, if you are unlucky, they want to kill you, means they kill you.
So, that was after the Singapore surrender, and then you heard that people were killed. Were they put in any kind of concentration center before they were killed, or how were they?
This Bukit Timah, 6 mile and 5 mile, they don't put in a concentration center. When they were pushed back, they simply killed. You see? Like those who put in the center and kill later, that is after the surrender. When censors taking all these things, they will decide to kill you or not. That's another. This is different. This is when they are pushed back on me, they will kill. They kill the people they meet.
So after the British had surrendered, and you heard that they were looking for your father.
Yeah.
So, what did you all do besides hiding?
We simply hide. We cannot do anything. And then we try to hear any news. After the Japanese king birthday, they call it Tiang Siang Choi. That this thing, no more beheaded things. They stop beheaded people already. We came up, you see, to start our business.
At that time, time, do you know, besides hearing about the killings, did you know what was the Japanese attitude towards the worker population, especially towards the Chinese people?
I don't know, but actually, he do kill a lot of Chinese people. A lot of Chinese people he kill. But what is their intention, we don't know.
During this period of hiding, did you all know whether anybody came to look for your father or your family members?
Yes, I understand the entry, but nobody knows where we are. They have been asking around for a number of times. Even they know, they won't say, they say they don't know.
So, it's the Japanese that came looking for you, not the local people?
No, not the local one.
During this period when you're hiding, where did you get your food and meals from?
Oh, that time is just after surrender, every household they are prepared. They got all this food. And besides, our family divided into 4 or 5 places. It's easier for them to give us food, you see. When once you can register already from a retailer, because after a week or so, they allow rice retailer to open their shop, and they allow them to register, see how many customers you have got, and they supply you rice. That is not difficult. Once you get rice, that is not difficult. Another thing is not important.
But when you were in hiding, you mentioned that there were some census taking. Did the Japanese register the people?
It's not census. It's actually census taking, you see. It's every household, the whole of Singapore, you see. They just give you a chop only. You have to go there and get a chop. Once you get the chop only, you are free to move about. Otherwise, you are not free to move about. And when you want to get this chop, sometimes you may lost your life, they ask you to go to a certain place and never come back.
Where did they get his chop?
No, the Japanese army give.
Where did they queue up to?
The whole of Singapore, they got all the army places they got.
What about the Bukit Timah area? Where did they have to go to get, in order to get the chop?
I don't know Bukit Timah area. At the beginning, yes, a lot of people have to go for this thing. But after that, they don't need it. If you don't move about, this thing is not necessary, this job is not necessary. But to get this job is dangerous also.
There was also some kind of registration going on when the Japanese came in. They registered the family members and then issue ration cards to these people.
Yeah.
So there was a time when you were still in hiding.
Yeah.
So your names were not registered. So how did you get enough food to?
At that time, there's a lot of rice. But we can buy black market. That's not long, only for about a month or so. After that, I'm a rice retailer myself.
Before that, the people who were hiding here, they had to share with you?
No, because even without a rice card, you can leave at that time. For the first few months, you see, plenty of rice in the market. It's only after that, after nearly a year, then rice getting scarce, you see. All depend on the government. Like before they come, a lot of people store a lot of rice in the house. Even a retailer store a lot of rice in their shop. So there is always black market. Japanese all are black market.
How did you hear about the Japanese Empress birthday and that they have stopped killing people?
That's what we hear people say, I don't know. I mean, we just heard about that, you see. So we take the risk to come up. We cannot hide all the time. Sooner or later, we have to come up. And once we hear about this news, we have to come out and start our business.
What kind of risk were involved that your father come out fighting like that?
Actually, no, my father did not come out first. I'm the first one to come out. I went to the municipal, the present municipal, to apply for a rice retailer card. Rice retailer. It was easy, they check up the previous, they got all the record. I'm a previous retailer also. So they issued me a license and give me an armband and give me the card to get the family to register with me. If I got so many family, they give me so many rice. So at that time, whatever you do, they got a record, you get a license. But I'm doing cigarette, I got a record there, they give me a cigarette license. I'm doing liquor, they give me a liquor license. Like this. So do business, all need license, Japanese. Because you have to buy everything from the Japanese government now. The liquor, we have to get from the government also. Beer from the government also. Cigarette from the government also. Everything is controlled by the government.
So you're the first one to come out of hiding. What happened to your brother and the other members of the family?
You see, when I start my shop, you see, the Japanese MP came to our shop and asked about my father, this and that. I have to tell them, my father is my uncle. Of course, my brother is in the shop. Then we will call up to the head of the office in YMCA, the present YMCA there.
When did the MP came to your shop to ask about your father?
Once we start our business.
Can you remember roughly when was that?
Roughly about 3 months after the Japanese occupation.
When they come to look for you, did they tell you why they were looking for your father?
No.
How did they know that you were there? That you have
no. They must got information. They even got my name, my brother's name. All of three of us were called up.
Your father, your brother, and sir. Why only three of you and not?
Yes, my family, only three of us. The rest are women folk. But I was called up in the morning and asked to come back in the evening. My brother, I think nearly a week. My father is, I think, more than a month.
Who came to your place to arrest?
The MP.
Japanese MP?
Japanese MP.
How many of them?
One only, and a Taiwanese speak Chinese Hokkien. He's considered to be an MP also.
So, all of you went at the same time, your father, your
brother, same.
When you reached the YMCA, can you tell us